their rent and a doctor's thing, plus their medication.
And you know, Larry, most people maybe don't know, but the average around SSI is a little over $700 a month here, right, in New Jersey. And so if you think about that dollar amount and what people are having to spend that on.
And you think about that in Hunterdon County,
yeah,
which is supposedly one of the richest counties in the state and the country. How do they do it? Okay.
That's actually one of my other kind of pet projects, or at least an area, is around supportive housing. You know, because there was just a campaign, actually, for the 2016 budget to try and get more money into the state budget so that those supported housing pieces could be there. I think I saw there are like almost 150,000 people in New Jersey that are currently living off of SSI, which if you think of living in New Jersey, $700 isn't going to get you very far.
Right.
But that's my other pet, you know. But what you brought up, so what it is it actually we're talking about three different issues here. We're talking, one, about parity, two, about access to care and clinicians, right, and psychiatrists and psychologists, and three, actually affordable housing, you know,
sure,
for people living with mental health issues. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And those, I mean, all three of those issues, I kind of feel like the thing that we can do, the most immediate thing about right now, is actually the parity. Because if you find that there's been a violation, and that's kind of part of what my job is to do, is to help educate people so they know. And a lot of people think, all right, it's up to the federal government to kind of take care of this. But it's not. It's actually us. Mm. You know. So I'll give you an example. Here's what parity means. Because there was the parity law in 2008. And then, believe it or not, the Affordable Care Act actually strengthened the parity laws. And so there are three really big things people need to know about. One is that services have to be comparable. And I'll give you a couple examples of that.
Okay.
If they're going to pay for me to go see my physical therapist and they limit me to 26 visits, well,